Hello there, this is PCO here with my first episode of the Hoops Talk podcast, and this will be a quick one probably because I'm just kind of recording that there's not much, well there's a lot to talk about, but I'm new to this, so yeah, I'm gonna slowly get more into this, and yeah, so in today's episode we're probably just gonna talk about what I'll talk about on this show, the Celtics losing, their future, what I expect from Toronto-Philadelphia game 6, and also Denver-Portland game 6, and yeah. Alright, so let's start off by talking about the Celtics. They lost to the Bucks by like 25 or something like that last night, so yeah, Milwaukee going to the conference finals, very deserving. Giannis has looked like the MVP. And yeah, Kyrie shot, if I'm remembering correctly, 8 of 22, and then 7 of 22, and 6 of 21. So he was not playing well in the final three games of the series. And yeah, I am a Celtics fan, so I, and in my opinion, I kind of want him to leave. And I want Al Horford to come back. Like, I would want him to come back on the veterans minimum, but I know he won't want to, so he'll probably come back on like a $10 million deal for 3 years or so, is my guess. So like $30 million total for the 3 years. And just I want them to build around Jason Tatum, maybe trade Gordon Hayward's contract, and one player that I think they should try and pick up, not really player, but the type of player, is a center, basically a taller Al Horford, so a good rim protector and a post presence, such as like Kristaps. He's not getting traded, but that's just a good example. Or like Yusuf Nurkic, his value may be down, and they may keep Enes Kanter around in Portland, so they may trade Yusuf Nurkic for like a wing or a forward, because that's their weakest position. And that lineup would be pretty good, not gonna lie, of Lillard, McCollum, Hayward, and especially if he returns to his all-star self in Utah, that would be incredible. Or yeah, Utah, that would be incredible. And then Al-Farouq Aminu, Mo Harkless, maybe even Zach Collins, Myers Leonard, then Enes Kanter at center. That lineup would be pretty good. So yeah. And so then that would leave the Celtics with their draft picks. I want either Darius Garland or Kobe White. With if the Memphis pick does fall to 9, whichever one's there, or whichever one Danny Ainge likes more, I'm good with that. And then like Rui Hachimura with like maybe the Kings pick, I don't know, but yeah, that's really all about the Celtics. Just, you know, build around the young players, let Kyrie walk, re-sign Marcus Morris Sr., that's a huge thing, and Terry Rozier, he can leave. He was not good whatsoever this season, and he is a bad player in the locker room. So, you know, maybe even sign and trade him to, like, Phoenix to start, unless they get Ja Morant. But hey, you know, you never know what'll happen. Alright, now I want to talk about the Golden State and Houston series and Kevin Durant's strained right calf, I believe it is. So, yeah, that's gonna be very interesting, because this is reminding me exactly of what happened last year. So Golden State, the higher seed, in game five, they took the W, went up 3-2, while a star player on their team got injured the same game, but they still won the game, and then they blew a 3-2 lead, just like Houston did last year when Chris Paul got injured. And yeah, so I'm predicting that Houston's gonna come back, and Kevin Durant, I believe he'll be out for 1 to 2 weeks, I think. So he'll probably miss the rest of this series unless he comes back and just forces himself to play, I don't think he'll be back. So we'll see how Game 6 goes, and if Houston dominates, then I have a feeling he may really make a push to play in Game 7, if there is one. But, yeah, that's really it. On that, I guess we've talked about all of the series. I'll talk about the Bucks a little more here in a second. All right, let's talk a little bit more about the Bucks. So in Game 5, Giannis scored 20 points, 8 of 14 from the field. Pretty good numbers. They shot 45% from the field as a team, held Boston to under 18% from 3. Out-rebounded Boston by 3. And let's see. Mirotić had 11 rebounds. That's kind of surprising, but hey, Boston can't rebound for, you know what I'm trying to say. And Giannis had 8 assists, along with 4 turnovers, but hey. Alright. Box score. Let's take a look. Alright. Chris Middleton had inefficient 19, 5 of 15 from the field, 7 of 7 from the line. He also had 8 rebounds and 5 assists, though, so solid game from him. Just didn't shoot that well. He was also plus 29. That is surprising. But Eric Bledsoe, good numbers, 18 points, 7 of 14 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3, and had 6 rebounds and 2 assists. And let's see, Malcolm Brogdon scored 10 points on 4 of 8 shooting, 1 of 3 from 3, missed a free throw, surprisingly. And George Hill, as usual in the playoffs, had a good game. Ersan Ilyasova had a good game, shooting 66% from both field and 3. And, yeah, that's really it. Milwaukee, I think they're going to lose to Toronto, but that's just me. So, we'll see how that goes. They could easily win the championship, in my opinion. So, you know, we'll see what happens in the conference finals and who is in the finals. Yeah, I think that's really going to do it for this podcast. Well, the first episode of this podcast. So, that is going to do it for this episode of the Hoops Talk podcast with me, PCO. And, yeah, that's really it. Celtics are eliminated. Tonight we have, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Toronto-Philadelphia Game 6. And Denver-Portland Game 6 at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And both are on ESPN. That's really it. My predictions, Toronto and Portland. That's it. And yeah, I will be back next time that I make one of these podcasts. Hopefully it's tomorrow. I'll try and do this like every weekday or so. But yeah, that's really all I gotta say. Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you stick around. And yeah, goodbye. Hello there, this is PCO here with my first episode of the Hoops Talk podcast, and this will be a quick one probably because I'm just kind of recording that there's not much, well there's a lot to talk about, but I'm new to this, so yeah, I'm gonna slowly get more into this, and yeah, so in today's episode we're probably just gonna talk about what I'll talk about on this show, the Celtics losing, their future, what I expect from Toronto-Philadelphia Game 6, and also Denver-Portland Game 6, and yeah. Alright, so let's start off by talking about the Celtics. They lost to the Bucks by like 25 or something like that last night, so yeah, Milwaukee going to the conference finals, very deserving. Giannis has looked like the MVP. And yeah, Kyrie shot, if I'm remembering correctly, 8 of 22, then 7 of 22, and 6 of 21. So he was not playing well in the final three games of the series. And yeah, I am a Celtics fan, so and in my opinion, I kind of want him to leave. And, I want Al Horford to come back, like, I would want him to come back on the veterans minimum, but I know he won't want to, so he'll probably come back on like a $10 million deal for 3 years or so, is my guess. So like $30 million total for the 3 years. And just I want them to build around Jason Tatum, maybe trade Gordon Hayward's contract, and one player that I think they should try and pick up, not really a player, but the type of player, is a center, basically a taller Al Horford, so a good rim protector, and a post presence, such as, like, Kristaps. He's not getting traded, but that's just a good example, or, like, Yusuf Nurkic, his value may be down, and they may keep Enes Kanter around in Portland, so they may trade Yusuf Nurkic for, like, a wing or a forward, because that's their weakest position. And that lineup would be pretty good, not gonna lie, of Lillard, McCollum, Hayward, and especially if he returns to his all-star self in Utah, that would be incredible. Or yeah, Utah, that would be incredible. And then Al-Farouq Aminu, Mo Harkless, maybe even Zach Collins, Myers Leonard, then Enes Kanter at center. That lineup would be pretty good. So, yeah. And so then that would leave the Celtics with their draft picks. I want either Darius Garland or Kobe White. With if the Memphis pick does fall to 9, whichever one's there, or whichever one Danny Ainge likes more, I'm good with that. And then, like, Rui Hachimura with, like, maybe the Kings pick? I don't know. But, yeah. That's really all about the Celtics. Just, you know, build around the young players, let Kyrie walk. Resign Marcus Morris Sr. That's a huge thing. And Terry Rozier, he can leave. He was not good whatsoever this season, and he is a bad player in the locker room. So, you know, maybe even sign and trade him to, like, Phoenix to start, unless they get Ja Morant. But hey, you know, you never know what'll happen. Alright, let's talk a little bit more about the Bucks. So, in Game 5, Giannis scored 20 points, 8 of 14 from the field. Pretty good numbers. They shot 45% from the field as a team. Held Boston to under 18% from 3. Out-rebounded Boston by 3. And let's see. Mirotić had 11 rebounds. That's kind of surprising, but hey, Boston can't rebound for, you know what I'm trying to say. And Giannis had 8 assists, along with 4 turnovers, but hey. Alright. Box score. Let's take a look. Alright. Chris Middleton had 19, 5 of 15 from the field, 7 of 7 from the line. He also had 8 rebounds and 5 assists, though, so solid game from him, just didn't shoot that well. He was also plus 29. That is surprising. But Eric Bledsoe, good numbers, 18 points, 7 of 14 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3, and had 6 rebounds and 2 assists. And let's see, Malcolm Brogdon scored 10 points on 4 of 8 shooting, 1 of 3 from 3, missed a free throw, surprisingly. And George Hill, as usual in the playoffs, had a good game. Ersan Ilyasova had a good game, shooting 66% from both field and 3. And, yeah, that's really it. Milwaukee, I think they're going to lose to Toronto, but that's just me. So, we'll see how that goes. They could easily win the championship, in my opinion. So, you know, we'll see what happens in the conference finals and who is in the finals. Yeah, I think that's really going to do it for this podcast. Well, the first episode of this podcast. So, alright, now I want to talk about the Golden State and Houston series and Kevin Durant's strained right calf, I believe it is. So, yeah, that's going to be very interesting because this is reminding me exactly of what happened last year. So, Golden State, the higher seed in game 5, they took the W, went up 3-2, while a star player on their team got injured. the same game, but they still won the game, and then they blew a 3-2 lead, just like Houston did last year when Chris Paul got injured. And yeah, so I'm predicting that Houston's going to come back, and Kevin Durant, I believe he'll be out for 1 to 2 weeks, I think. So he'll probably miss the rest of this series unless he comes back and just forces himself to play. I don't think he'll be back. So we'll see how Game 6 goes, and if Houston dominates, then I have a feeling he may really make a push to play in Game 7, if there is one. But yeah, that's really it on that. I guess we've talked about all of the series. I'll talk about the Bucks a little more here in a second. All right, so let's move on and talk about, I guess, Denver and Portland. So I would have had Portland pick before the series, but I think I had them losing to OKC. But yeah, I would have Portland winning, but Denver's looked great. Jamal Murray's been a superstar. Same with Nikola Jokic. Gary Harris has been a lockdown defender, which is what they really need. Paul Millsap has been amazing, like best he's been in a long time, I'd say. And he's been good, like especially in Atlanta. And then Will Barton, solid. They've been starting Torrey Craig, very good defender. And yeah, Portland, Damian hasn't been doing that good. CJ McCollum had that one good game. Rodney Hood, he had that one good game too. Portland's favored by 3.5, if I could speak. And yeah, I expect Denver to close it out in 7. There's my prediction. I think Portland will take this game on their home court, and they'll put up a fight and may even go to overtime in Game 7, but hey. And next, let's talk about the Portland-Philadelphia series. Toronto-Philadelphia. Raptors up 3-2. They're favored by 2 in this Game 6 in Philadelphia. So I think Toronto's going to close it out tonight. Joel Embiid has not been himself. Ben Simmons has been literally nothing in the series. Tobias Harris has been like a 16-10 guy or so. So, okay numbers, but I don't think any player on Philadelphia has been shooting great. And Toronto, Kawhi Leonard is just on a whole other level. Pascal Siakam has been amazing too. Kyle Lowry, usual playoff Kyle Lowry, not good. But then Danny Green hasn't been great either. But Marc Gasol's been stopping Joel Embiid, and sickness has been stopping Joel Embiid. But still, you know, Toronto's closing it out in 6. That's my prediction. That is going to do it for this episode of the Hoops Talk Podcast with me, PCO. And yeah, that's really it. Celtics are eliminated. Tonight we have, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Toronto-Philadelphia Game 6. And Denver-Portland Game 6 at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And both are on ESPN. That's really it. My predictions, Toronto and Portland. That's it. And yeah, I will be back next time that I make one of these podcasts. Hopefully it's tomorrow. I'll try and do this like every weekday or so. But yeah, that's really all I gotta say. Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you stick around. And yeah, goodbye.